Hi guys, welcome to my podcast. My name is Toby. How you doing? How you guys doing? So today we're going to talk about how Twitter has influenced me. Yeah. So how has Twitter influenced me though? First off, how did I even join Twitter? I joined rather late. I joined Twitter in October 2019. I remember it was the day of the event TEDx Oka, the first ever TEDx event in Oka. So I attended it and it was really nice. While I was there, the MC or the host or the anchor, whatever. What did they call them though? So she would always stress on use the hashtag TEDx Oka on Instagram, Twitter, blah 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 and stuff. And I didn't have any of those. I only had Facebook and WhatsApp. I mean, everybody has WhatsApp. Then I had LinkedIn somewhere. LinkedIn is like rather professional. So I realized, oh, I didn't have any of these. And I'm like, okay, it's about time you like got a Twitter and Instagram account. So I came back that evening. I came back from the event, and on the evening of that day, I went to open Twitter and Instagram. Yeah. So let's go on a short music break, and when we come back, I continue the story. Bye. Not bye, like, hold on. Not hold on. What?
Girl, you're behind is a killer. I can see you sensual. See go, see go. The way you wriggle and waver, you must be intentional. See go, babe. Ooh, yeah. Umobe, don't want any thing, babe. Want to bust it, you go, babe. Happy I'm a kilo, babe. Baby, I can tell you every action is a block to get down with.
Hi guys, welcome back. Now, I told you guys I downloaded Twitter and Instagram. I kind of like figured out Instagram immediately, you know, like I call Instagram a photo album. You're just there scrolling through photos and videos of people. I mean, that's basically what it was. People like putting effort. I mean, still is though, to like take pictures for the gram and stuff, you know. And Twitter, on the other hand, I did not know what that thing was. I opened it. I'm like, what is this app? Like, what is this? I did not understand it. So I tried to make comments. I didn't figure out how to read comments. So I would click on that comment icon. It will show me that me, I should write my own comments. I'm like, no, I don't want to write comments. I want to read people's comments. And I didn't figure out how to do this. I'm like, you know what? I'm closing this app. I'm not doing it. Nope. So I kind of like abandoned Twitter for, yeah, immediately I opened it. And most times I would go on Instagram to just look at things. Sometimes I posted, other times I did not post. So what happened was, yeah, it still remained dormant like that until a year later, October 2020, during the NSAS protests. Yes, that was when protests were starting, we're hearing news and all that, and everything was happening on Twitter. I'm like, you, I'm not missing out on this. So I went back to Twitter. I'm like, yeah, I have to figure this thing out. And truth is, I didn't even ask nobody. I figured it out on my own. I had to like play around the whole thing. And I had to like figure out how to like read comments. And then because people were active, so everywhere you go, you see enters, you're not a repost. I would now follow people. I would follow people that that were promoting the enters thing. And then I would also see So I was like, oh, I'm not going to follow celebrities. I'm not there for celebrity, whatever. But then I saw how fun the app was, though. It was really fun. So I'm like, okay, I would, even in the mix of the whole NSAS thing, you know, people would still throw banters and crews and stuff. I'm like, what is this? That was when I realized, oh, Twitter is the home of memes and jokes and everything. Yo, I live for this. So it was fun. I'm like, yo, and I'm going to drop every uptight attribute I have and just loosen up myself to like enjoy all the fun on Twitter and stuff. So that was how I came on board. So I was very active. See, anywhere they say retweet, enter, what I'm retweeting, like putting the hashtag and all that, it was like very powerful and it was something beautiful. And since then, hack, hack, hack. Yo, I'm not even on WhatsApp most of the time because I'm on Twitter. I'm really on Twitter, like catching crews and stuff. YouTube used to be like where I just go to watch videos and stuff, but lately I've now even been more on Twitter, like reading people's funny posts and stuff. When I remember, I'll go on YouTube and stuff. So yeah, I would say like that Twitter is my favorite app right now. It used to be YouTube, but sorry YouTube. Anyway, I've talked too much. I've not even said how Twitter has influenced me. Number one, it has made me funnier. Yes, I can now give jokes because I've seen like the way people give jokes, and I can now give jokes in a Nigerian way. So yeah, I can now relate. I can be relatable in a Nigerian way because like I can see how my people relate on Twitter, and I'm now like into the whole tweet, the whole thing. You know, I live for the memes and the crews and the banter and everything. I love it. You know, so number two, I think Twitter has a cool way of like bringing people together, you know. So you can just go and comment on that and a celebrity's post and he will like it. You're like, oh, so now you now feel you're in the same space with the person, like you people connect on a whole different level. Yes, they are strangers, but then you're connecting with strangers in ways you've not seen before. The first day Flavor retweeted my post. Omo, it was crazy. And I think Twitter has more influence than any other social media, because yes, for YouTube, what you just watch them and you can drop comments, whatever. But then for Twitter, everybody's relatable. They can reply your comments, they can retweet, they can like it, and it makes you feel like, oh, you people are one, like you have a say in what they do. Because you see people referring to celebrities as like Ebon, like come and do this, how far this, and everybody's just happy in their own space, you know. Another way Twitter has influenced me is that it has influenced me to take part in Nigerian celebrity war. You know, when they're like, oh, this person is better than this person, you now have to choose sides and become this person's fans and those person's fans, FC and all those things. Yeah, I used to be the kind of person that, oh, why are they doing this? Is immature. But, huh, guys, I've joined. You know this whole Davido Wizkid burner thing? I'm like, before Twitter, I didn't even care. I couldn't care less. But now I've chosen sides. And yeah, I'm part of the 30BG, proud member. Davido stan, anytime, any day. So shout out to you, Davido. Shout out. I'm a big fan. Anytime, any day. So it has also, now Don Jazzy does this thing. I remember one time I really had to download Kuda app. I needed it for something, you know. So Kuda was really important to me, so I had to go download Kuda. But because I've seen Don Jazzy talk about this whole V-Bank thing all the time. Like, Don Jazzy doesn't do anything without mentioning V-Bank, V-Bank, V-Bank. So I also the same day I downloaded Kuda, I was like, oh, I remember this thing Don Jazzy talks about. So I went to download V-Bank immediately and set up. So I set up a V-Bank account and stuff. I have an account number, even though I've not even really used it. I mean, what are the funds to? Where are the funds to put inside? But it's just the influence that, oh, this. Now, the last point I want to make about how Twitter has influenced me is that Twitter has made me incline, has inclined me to be more Igbo. Yeah, before I didn't really care. I'm like, yo, whatever. I won't even say, I'm like, oh, let's not buy into ethnicity and all that. I don't even say we're all Nigerians. I'm like, oh, we're humans and stuff. So, like, why take sides? Why classify yourself as one thing and stuff? But no, thank you. I am more Igbo. Even though I said that thing about, oh, humans don't classify and stuff. But, I mean, deep down somewhere inside of me, I still relate more with my personality than any other thing. So, I would rather classify myself as an introvert than I would not like classify myself as any other thing. But then, having been on Twitter, after identifying with the introvert, community now, or aspect of me, I identify with the Igbo aspect of me before anything else. Nigeria is far. I don't even think I'm classifying it anywhere because this country is a whole mess. Christian, people now say religion, Christian. Christian is far, maybe even farther than Nigeria. Let's not even go there. But then, I've been inclined to be more Igbo. Shout out to a Twitter user called Afam Deluxo. Shout out to another Twitter user, Uche Piokoye. Those people used to carry Igbo affairs on their head. Like, their head. They don't joke. You know, so when they stress on this so much, I'm like, yo, I've become more Igbo than anything else. And Flavor is not my current favorite Nigerian musician. Yo, I live for Flavor anytime, any day. No jokes, you know. And thanks to Twitter, I would not have listened to Flavor's current album, because I mean, where I even saw the post that, oh, Flavor is bringing out an album, is on Twitter, before I would not have known. Maybe I would have been scrolling on YouTube one day and seen Looking Yash video and maybe watch it and like, okay, maybe I like this, but like not the whole album. Fun fact, the first time I listened to a whole album, like, be like, oh, I'm going to listen to this album, was in 2019 and stuff. But let's not even go there. My favorite album off of last year, considering that everybody dropped album last year, is Flavor's album. I mean, and it made me appreciate me being Igbo, because the project is the most relatable. People will be there dragging Davido, Wizkid, Burna, yes, Tiwa, all of them released album last year. But I mean, I'm Igbo, so Flavor's album was very relatable. It related with me more. I enjoy all the songs. My favorite is Beer Parlor Discussion. Flavor, shout out to you. Please, video for Beer Parlor Discussion. Thank you. So, yeah, and it has also made me go through, and it was a very rich project. It's something that I think it's the best out so far, really. It also made me dedicate time to listen through all his other projects, and I'm like, yo, Flavor is king and nobody does it better than him, and I stan him anytime, any day. So I think that's the end of this video. Just wanted to point out how Twitter has influenced me in, so let's say, even though I joined like in 2019, but I became active October 2020, that's November, December, January, February, March. So in like 5 months, these are the things I have become because of Twitter. So that's all. Shout out to you listeners, and even the new subscribers that have come to start listening to me, please always do listen, and I promise to bring new episodes your way. Take care and God bless. I sign out with a music or a song. Bye.
You're welcome to Beer Parlor Discussion. And I know what that means. Who be if you want one? It's a man. Are you on?
I used to crush on your yalade, on your zebu kissing gachi de. I send you the bull a monkachi, and who's your mommy for one at you? Baby, mom was up. She said she never see a lot. It put us in a back, I know. It put us in a back, I know. She tell me, say she dead Dubai, but he gets money, no alert. When you want to miss it, yeah. Alert him, what he did, yeah.
Alert him, hear you, dear, that's why.
Alert him, what he did, yeah.
Alert him,
Frankie, Frankie, Marenda,